This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Stella like to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
Pip and cheerio, bitches. You're listening to Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast. The only one available for your ears, holes, tops, bottoms, father, son, and holy RuPaul. I am so gagged. I'm monogapian. I'm so gagged to be here with another icon from RuPaul's Drag Race UK season 4. Holy shit. We hope she's rude today, but it's Pixie Polite.
Hello, Governor.
Hey.
How you doing? You might get a bit of rudeness out of me. It depends. I might have a little bit of eggnog. It's the 1st of December over here, so I'm ready.
You're ready.
Get merry.
Oh, how do you, yeah, do you love, oh, you're, there's a beautiful Christmas tree behind you.
Yeah.
It's cute.
I thought it would be like a cute little backdrop, just so
it's very cute.
Yeah, you don't have to look at my ugly face then, you see. So something
else
to look at.
Oh, you fucking bitch. How dare you come for yourself? I won't allow it.
If you can't come for yourself.
How the hell are you going to come for anyone else? That's that one really took a turn, that phrase.
Yeah.
Pixie. It is a delight to have you on. I'm too excited. Can you believe it's been a year since, at least since, actually 2 years for you, but a year since the finale aired?
Yeah.
Isn't that shocking?
I don't know. It is shocking because, like, in a way, the filming and the airing all feels like a blur of one thing. So it has been such a long time, but... It's weird now that the next one's over. I was thinking yesterday when I was watching, I was at a viewing party watching the finale. I thought, well, this is so strange because now this one's done. They're us. They're becoming the one that's got a new season coming up after them.
Yes.
And I'm, you know, we're old news now.
You're old news. You know, I feel like it's changing. It's so exciting that, like, you get to travel and do shit. Like, I have to know a little bit more about this year. Has this year been mostly traveling in the UK? Have you traveled outside of the UK?
Yeah, mostly traveling in the UK. I don't think I've actually gigged out of the UK yet, but I have I have a couple of interesting and exciting things abroad next year. Yeah. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, I don't want to count my chickens before they've hatched, you see.
It's bad luck. It's bad luck.
It is, yeah, yeah.
It's not good. Some of those chickens could become zombies. They could become fucking pigeons. We don't know, Pixie.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, it has been an incredible year. I've traveled, like, a lot around the UK.
Yeah.
It feels like I'm in a different train station every week. Just going somewhere brand new I've never been before in my life.
What has it been like as a whole, like, you know, becoming a Ru girl, traveling the UK, connecting with other Ru girls? How has it been over the past year? How has the experience been? Like, absolutely fun, absolutely too much?
To be honest, I it's hard to say because I feel like I was in a bit of a unique position before I did the show because I traveled a lot anyway for drag around the UK, like, you know, different towns and cities and stuff. So in that regard, it feels sort of similar, really, except obviously now I'm doing a little bit more. I'm doing maybe some more exciting places, some more exciting things. So in that regard, like, it doesn't feel like a lot's changed. It's just, you know, I'm a bit of a workhorse. I'm everywhere. But in terms of like getting to know like the other Rue Girls and stuff, that has been really nice. I was quite friendly with a fair few of them before anyway, because obviously I'm quite close to Tia Coffee. And I was like there for a lot of her journey. So like I met a lot of people through that. So in regards to like the traveling and like, you know, entering the sisterhood, as it were, it doesn't feel like super different. But on the other hand, like, I think it's more of a change, like, within myself. I maybe get a little deep for just at the start of the podcast.
It's welcome here.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's all changing how you sort of like view the things you did.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Absolutely.
Does it make sense?
Yes. Mm. Something has changed within you. It's happening. What has like been the biggest? Obviously, we all have dreams about how the show's going to go. And then you get... I'm no stranger to how cruel and weird the Drag Race fans are. What was something that surprised you about the experience, positive or negative?
I don't know. Positive, I think, like the way that some, like if they're your fan, like if someone's a fan of you, like I still am completely gagged every single time. Like someone like comes up to me and recognizes me or is just like happy to see me. Like I still find it quite bizarre. So that's like something I really do love, if I'm honest. Like, I don't think it's something I'm ever going to get used to.
Of course.
And I mean, I guess on the negative, I guess something I wasn't really expecting was the sort of reaction I had while we were airing, which it was quite negative.
You feel it was negative?
Yeah, I you know, I have my fans, and like the ones I have are like very dedicated and very gorgeous and very lovely. But I did have a quite significant negative fan reaction throughout the season, really, sort of for a multitude of factors. So that was like obviously a bit of a disappointment, but like, you know.
It must be so frustrating because, I mean, the more I watch the show and the more I go watch shows perform, this is no shade on the show, but I just don't think the show, and it's not designed this way, so I'm not shitting on the show. The show doesn't really know how to display all the talents of the queens who are on it. Like,
it just
doesn't do an adequate job. And that's not shitting on the show. That's how the reality show is built. But I think people don't realize that. People are just like, what I see on the show is exactly what the queen is in real life. Yeah. And it's like, that's not true. That's not true.
Yeah. I mean, that's something I've completely found like 100% in the real world because, you know, it's strange from even just the way that people think maybe you are in your terms of your personality. They can meet you and be like, oh my God, you're so this other way that I thought you were. Mm-hmm. Like, and to be honest, pretty much every week after some show or other, I'll have at least one person come up to me and be like, oh my God, I didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could. Because I'm a singer. Like, that's where my drag comes from. I'm like a cabaret singing queen.
Amazing.
But again, even though I did sing on the show, we did a rusical and stuff like that.
A fierce rusical?
Yeah, it's just, you're right. It doesn't show what the queens actually do. And that's something I think they tried to rectify when they added the talent show stuffs into All Stars seasons.
Yeah.
They were trying to give queens an opportunity to, I guess, show what they do in the real world. But it's hard to do that in 90 seconds. So
it's very hard.
Became a bit gimmicky by the end of it.
Yes. And yes, you're 100% right. 90 seconds. Wow. That's weird. especially if it's something that's weird. You had so many amazing looks on your season. I just need to give a shout out to some of my favorites, which were the Neon Knights look. Holy shit. That neon green, and I called it like this, like Splatoon realness. I loved that look. Do you still have it?
I do, yes. I actually lent it to Charitza May like a month or two ago. She wore it to we went to the London Fashion Week. Because the designer who made my gown was having made the neon coat thing.
Oh,
he was having his show, and she wanted to wear something of his to the show. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize she was going. I thought it was like for an event or something. So I was like, of course you can borrow it, you know? And then I turned up at the fashion show and she was there in my outfit. And I was like, how dare you? How dare you steal my coat? So I have still got it. She did give it back. Bless her. I love Charitza.
She's amazing.
And I really like that one. For me, that runway was all about like, I wanted to prove that like a big girl could do like a fashion silhouette.
Period.
Because like, it's hard because... I mean, personally, I think it was sickening, but there's even then still some people who are like, oh, I don't really like it. But that's more because of their own
Their
own preconceptions about what plus size queens can do.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so many people again. There are so many people walking on this earth who don't love their own body. So how can we expect them to love like a stranger's? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
There's so many, and I mean this into because we've all had struggles with body image. I'm one of those people, and I'm trying to remind myself when someone has an opinion about my body, it's because they're suffering, not me. You know? And that helps me like make it less personal for me. I'm just like, they're suffering too, because they have a negative thought that keeps them from loving more bodies, and that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like, drag was the thing that always helped me like really embrace and sort of love my body for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So it was weird going onto the show and having people have opinions like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think throughout this year, it's something I've just sort of learned to deal with. Like by the time we went on tour in like March of this year, I was very much like this is who I am.
Yeah.
Diva slay.
Working mama and honey.
Yeah, the Neon Knights was one of my favorites. I do look back at it now and think, dear God, that makeup was rough.
Really?
I don't like my makeup in that episode at all.
That's interesting. Well, I mean, it's hard because you learn a new kind of makeup when you go on the show. You learn that makeup looks very different on an HD camera than it does on stage.
Oh, don't get me wrong. My makeup is stunning.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're like, you have plenty of killer looks.
It's just that one specific runway. I was like, because I tried to do like a slightly different style and eye shape, and I'd never done it before. So I sort of made it up. And looking back, I'm like, yeah, it wasn't my favorite. Maybe I'm being a bit hard on myself.
I think you're being very hard on yourself. I do, but I get it. As creatives, we all, you know, if you weren't trying to grow, you'd probably be going nowhere at all.
Exactly.
And we can all agree your rough and ready look was flawless head to toe.
Again, I'm going to disagree with you. I think from breast up, lovely gal, very gorgeous. From breast down,
you weren't sure. Okay, damn. Yeah. Okay. Well,
at the time I loved it. But then on review, when it came out, I looked at it and I thought, I've put in a lot of effort from the waist up. And then the waist down, it's just like a mini dress. I was like, I should have done something more.
I kind of loved it though. I love a mullet dress. I loved the short up top, long in the back. I kind of love it.
Yeah, I mean, it is gorgeous. It's stunning. I loved it. Yeah. I'm a big history fan. So like, I always knew when I saw ruffles, I was like, well, I want to do a historical reference.
Yeah.
It's just a shame that Cheddar had been Queen Elizabeth I in the Snatch Game. Because if she hadn't, the judges might have loved it.
Isn't it? How weird is it to see I've been talking about this with your other UK sisters. I've had John Berzon and I had Just May on. And like, how is it watching the face of British drag just transform into something so unique in the past couple years. Of course, positively and negatively affected by Drag Race. What is that like for you, kind of watching the standards change?
It is strange because, I mean, I think it, in terms of a lot of the like the UK Rue Girls now, I come from a very specific sort of like really old school sort of end of the pier type of drag. That's where yes. I was brought up and raised.
Yes.
So when I started drag nearly a decade ago now.
Yeah.
And when I started, it was all that. And I was that too.
Yeah. I love that drag.
Yeah. Well, me too. And it's still completely the sort of the way that I do my performances and stuff is still very like I'm putting on a show. But in terms of the visuals and the aesthetics, like even before Drag Race UK started and it was just the US, mm-hmm. you could see the influence on the way that people were presenting themselves. I mean, it definitely influenced me. And then when Drag Race UK actually, they announced it here, like the entire like drag scene in the UK just like went into overdrive. You had 1,000 new queens every week. everyone was like trying to do better makeup, better wigs, better this, better that.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I think the standard now of a lot of drag in the UK is Drag Race ready standard, which is why I think the seasons are generally pretty good.
Yeah, the seasons are fan-fucking-tastic to me. I love what UK brings to the drag stage. I'll say it before, I'll say it again. I think the comedy, like I think we're very positively influenced because I think the UK has better taste in comedy. I don't think that's a secret. I don't think that's a secret. I think everyone knows. Like, and I think it positively affects the rest of the Drag Race franchises, among other things. But really, for me, comedy stands out. Comedy and personality mm-hmm. stand out to me when I watch Drag Race UK. And I'm like, yeah. These girls are fucking, like, for some reason, y'all, I'm putting you all together, you know how to fucking be funny in front of a camera as well as when it comes to a theater challenge. Like, there's a lot of talent there in the UK. What is that?
I don't know. I think the UK really typifies, in the most cases, the charisma in Charisma Unique's Nerve and Talent. Because mm-hmm. you're right, I think personality is a big thing. But I think it's because in the UK, most queens are used to sort of chatting on a mic, hosting like live in a crowd. Mm-hmm. And because we're sort of come from that more like theater influence in terms of drag, like that's where our sort of drag tradition is. I think that's probably where it comes from. Like we're very self-deprecating.
Yes.
We're very like, I'm putting on a show. Whereas I think, and this is not shade, American drag, a lot of it is sort of more club-based. We're doing a lip-sync number.
Yes.
And it's like, it's individual numbers where you're sort of not really interacting with the audience as a person. It's more you're putting on a dance sort of number and then you're going off. So I think
we just
sort of like are thrown in to the trenches a bit more mm-hmm. early on in our drag career. I think that's probably what the difference is.
Yes. I 100% know what you mean. It's just a different, even just when the nightlife is different, the nightlife affects how the drag is facilitated. Yeah.
100%.
So we should, I'm having too much fun. We should talk about this finale because Let's do it. We have an amazing.
It was
good. It was so good. It was so sweet. These girls, I love that they're all Northern girls and they're mm-hmm. all supporting each other. They're so excited. We have Ginger, Michael, and Tamara. What's your thoughts watching this? Before we know, before our crowning, what's your thoughts coming into this finale, watching it? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like they're a really good top three.
They're so different.
Yeah, they are quite different. And which is interesting considering they're all from the Northeast, mm-hmm. maybe you'd think some of it, there'd be a bit more like similar to them. But I mean, the one thing they've got that is a similarity is personality. They've all got, that personality it factor.
They really do.
I definitely thought Ginger and Michael would be here at the start of the season. I wasn't sure who the third person would be.
Yeah.
But you know, Tamara has just got such an infectious sort of energy. She's a great dancer. She's like hilarious just as a person.
She's perfect. I think it's TV. Deserved. Oh, yeah. She's perfect TV. I literally thought, we'll get to that later, but I really thought they should have let her lip sync for the crown. I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Let her lip sync for the goddamn crown. Come on. I honestly thought Rue might crown her. I was like, look, Rue's done some funny stuff in the past to make herself laugh, if no one else. So I was like, if she crowns Tamara, I am here for it. Like, I will be nothing but she deserves it.
Well, you say that though, but I mean, I think, you know, she had one batch, the other two both had, what was it, three each?
Three. There's a big difference.
So in terms of
there.
Fairness, yeah. And also I think you've got to think about, I mean, putting your TV producer hat on for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Tamara is such a personality and her drag's good. She's like a great lip syncer. So she's a great candidate for an All-Stars.
Absolutely.
Or versus the world, because she's going to create good TV again for you.
Oh, you're so right. So right.
So, I mean, it's worth it. Like, imagine her on like an international All-Stars. Like, she'd be great.
I would love.
Yeah.
Could you imagine her and Alyssa Edwards having a conversation?
Oh, like, no, I can't. I can't actually. It's too fantastical a thing.
It is too. No. It just. I'm literally like. To me, it looks like two tropical birds squawking at each other. Like, nothing would make me happier than to see these two loons try to communicate. Silence, Pixie. I feel like taking a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled EARNIN, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Back my break. We're back with Pixie. We're talking this finale. Let's go ahead and get into it. Of course, they're recording. They're doing the music video spotlight. But before that, they're going to have a tic-tac chat with RuPaul. And I love these tic-tac chats. And I really love that they brought their loved ones into the tic-tac moment. Like Michael.
Yeah,
and
that's something we've never seen before.
That has never been done. And it should be done
so cool.
Every year.
Yeah, I think so.
It's so cool. It's
I think
so
it gives
cool.
Rue a chance to like see them like even more vulnerable and as they are, because they're, you know, bringing a bit of home into the equation.
Absolutely. It's perfect TV. Again, like I hope they do this. I hope they steal this, because I think UK does that a lot, where UK will make a great decision and then the US seasons will kind of steal it and copy it. Like with bringing girls back for the finale, I feel like that was first done in UK. And then now the US loves to borrow from that.
Yeah.
Which is
it's
fun.
Nice though. That, yeah, I love it. It means the girls get the chance to show off their finale gowns that they spent all that money on.
Absolutely, which is the least we can hope for.
Exactly.
So Michael really touched me. It was lovely seeing Michael's partner. They've been together for 15 plus years.
Yeah.
Amazing. Just goddamn amazing. Before that, I think, we had Ginger. I missed Ginger because Ginger was first in the cut and had their amazing partner on. And it was so cool to see, again, that funny element and to see the partner like squawking at RuPaul, like, I never want Ginger to be gone this long again.
Yeah, it was sweet. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Based on these three chats, I thought, Michael maybe is edging ahead potentially for a win at this point. Cause I was like, Rue seemed to really respond well to that, like very heartwarming, like emotional chat with Michael and Michael's partner coming in. I thought, yeah, at this point it's those little things that can really, push it.
Totally. The editors did a great job of trying to throw me off, even though, you know, obviously coming into this finale, I was like, Ginger's the one to beat because they like her so much. And, you know, she's so talented. I did think Ginger was was hard to beat because, they're all three so amazing. But I, you know, it's like when you see RuPaul look at certain performers and you see where she's like, oh, she is obsessed with this one.
Absolutely. And I mean, I also felt like Ginger was probably the one to beat, even though they both had her and Michael both had three badges. But I think I was thinking, well, you know, Michael's won like the last 2 weeks. So, she's got a bit of momentum coming into the final. Maybe that would clinch it. But I genuinely didn't know what was going to happen by the end.
Before I forget, the when I knew Ginger was going to win was when during, you know, the beautiful moments where you talk to your younger self, the camera was punched in so close on Ginger.
So close.
So, and like obviously so much closer than the other girls. I was like, oh, well, so Ginger's winning. Like, it was
it was weird, actually. I remember that camera angle very distinctly because I was like, well, they don't usually do this on Drag Race. They were obviously feeling very spicy that day.
they wanted to make sure we saw the wetness of Ginger's eyes and so that we connected as an audience. I was like, okay, we get it.
The glisten in her eyes as she slowly shed a tear.
Oh, it was
poetry. So dramatic.
Very dramatic. It was serving Oscar-winning moment. And Tamara also is having an amazing chat. And again, I love that the timbre of her interviews are very uniquely her. You know, she's not necessarily going for tears. She's just in being a mad delight.
Enjoying the moment.
Yes. And kind of transparently saying, pick me. I want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, you know, it works for some people.
It really does. It doesn't hurt. Again, it's like if you're going to be this transparent, you know, it's actually really endearing to be like, this bitch is not pretending to be anyone else. speaking of, besides you on your season, who was the one where you would be, you were like, damn, RuPaul is obsessed with this one?
Well, Danny, obviously.
Yes.
Ru found
sense.
Absolutely hilarious. I mean, Ru has a habit of really loving people with regional accents.
She loves accents.
If you've got the comedy and the chops to back it up, she's your biggest fan. So she really loved Danny. Jombas was a favorite of her. And do you know what? She had a couple of favorites, and I think for different reasons. Danny,
I mean,
you had
a very talented cast. Very talented season.
Like, Danny was definitely like comedy favorite, like personality favorite. I think Jombas was a big favorite of Ru's runway wise. Like, and again, she found her so engaging. Like, when they would talk, like, there would always be lots of laughter. But Ru's, you know, made a point of saying, you know, Ru loved waiting to see what Jombas was going to wear every week. And like, she was obsessed with Cheddar as well, in a sort of very slightly different way. I kind of, in a more intellectual way. You could tell there was a lot of respect there for Cheddar, who, you know, is a UK icon of drag. And beyond that, I don't know, she seemed to like a lot of us. I mean, obviously, there's not everything's going to make it to air, but she was a big fan of me as well. Pepper as well.
Obviously, yeah.
I mean, I could go on, you know, probably at least half of our cast she was like a big fan of.
You know, from the outside, I love that RuPaul, RuPaul is having a little bit more fun at UK Drag Race than US Drag Race. I think it just feels more like a vacation. You know, she's more like, wee, you know?
She's away on her vacation.
Yeah.
She can be a bit silly.
Yeah,
I think it's the sense of humor.
As seriously.
Like, you can tell she loves it as well, because every 5 minutes she's like, hello, governor, doing like, ta-ra, babes. Like, she's really getting into the theme of it, you know.
This season it was tickety-boo, and I was like, I wish I knew what that meant, but do you want to weigh in on what tickety-boo means?
I have never heard of that phrase.
Oh my God.
I've never heard about it. Don't know what tickety-boo is.
Okay, that makes me feel more sane, because I've all the answers I've gotten have been, it can mean anything, but like,
I mean, as far as I know, it means like, tickety-boo means like, oh, it's great. But it's very like Mary Poppins, like fake Victorian speech in the movies. I don't think it's a real thing that we actually say here.
Right.
Yeah.
Madness. So these girls are in the music video moment. We're watching them, you know, do the choreography. Mm-hmm. We're watching their different tactics. Obviously, Ginger's going funnier. Michael's giving some cunt. And Tamara's giving cunt as well, obviously.
Yeah.
If you had to do this challenge, I know you were there for the finale, and they made you do choreo, right?
Well, you say choreo. It was about four moves, and I was put at the side. I was put at the back on the side. Do you know why? Because they thought, this fat bitch can't dance.
No!
Secret was, I was one of the better dancers, and I was put behind Starlet. What
God
are you going to do?
Damn it. God damn it.
I mean, it was good fun. I mean, I enjoyed the performance when we did it last year, but I have to say, when we were learning it, I mean, I was having a nervous breakdown, because I was like, I could have been in the final.
I know. You were goddamn close. You were so right there.
It was good fun. And it's like quite cool, like, watching it back. Because I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I watch back, like, there's a bit at the beginning where it's like a close up on me as we were like strutting forward. And I can tell in my face, my brain is going, I'm going to attack this and take my frustration out on these dance moves.
I love that. We got to use it. It's called transmutation. Got to use that energy.
But the music video in this finale was amazing.
It was great.
Yeah, kind of gagged, to be honest, that they were doing a music video and not a live performance.
Right?
Because obviously we've never done that over here before, and that's like really cool.
It was so cool. It was one of the better RuPaul music videos I've seen in quite some time. I like that it looked good, but they were also leaning into the stagecraft a bit. You know, they weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
There was like a good set, like great props and setups. Like the lasers and the cages I thought were like really clever, because it's not just like, okay, you're going to stand here and do some choreo.
Yeah. What'd you think? Like, go ahead. Go ahead. You go.
No, you go. I was just I love musing. It.
I'm going to ask you to talk quickly about their music video looks.
Absolutely.
She's on the screen first. So Tamara's like mostly black with ruby accent bodysuit. What do we think?
I mean, gorgeous. They've all gone classic, like sort of like dance costume. But yes. I think Tamara's is great because it's giving like that ruby red femme fatale, mm-hmm. like bright red lip. It's very her. She looks hot. Gorgeous.
It's really Michael gorgeous. It's a chirp. Michael, I like how
like
avant-garde Michael went.
Yeah, it's very like futurism. It's kind of giving like 90s rave in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a very cunty way. Like yes. with the like pops of the neon pink.
It's so cool. The bald head, the diamond headpiece. It's so cool. It's a cool, I love that Michael isn't afraid to like look with that giant big pink ponytail. I just like that Michael mm-hmm. really, again, and they said it on the runway, which is so cool. They're like, bitch, you surprise us every time.
Yeah, you Michael has a very unique sense of style. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Michael's not afraid to go a little bit weird or a bit like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, just to think outside of the box, because this could have been a very like boring set of three people who just wore like a full dance catsuit and left it at that. But they all look completely different, like in terms of their like styling, mm-hmm. which is obviously a choice that they've made before they've come here. So it just shows their perspective on drag a little bit.
Yeah.
Like Ginger's gone for comedy. Like she's got like a weird little fluffy tail for some reason.
Yeah.
Presumably because she's a cat burglar. But right. again, it just shows her style of drag to a T.
Like yes.
it's just fab. I loved it.
It was really fabulous. Again, yeah, and I like that. I love the way they matched the cuts. I love how they showed the girls in the music video, and I like how they matched cut to the main stage. I thought that was really successful and cool.
Yeah, like, and it's clever as well because, like, obviously they blow through.
Yes,
the onto the vault. Stage. Like,
yes,
it's cool.
It was fucking cool.
I have to say it was interesting when they got onto the stage and all the girls were there doing the choreography.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of quick cut editing. And
there sure
in my
was.
Mind, I thought, I wonder what choreography mishaps this is covering up. Not from the top three necessarily, but just generally from everyone.
100%. It was like, cut,
zoom in, zoom out, woo, distract you.
100,000,000%. I think you're right on the money.
Do you know what, though? Actually, I have to say about
Please?
All the girls in the dance as well. It's interesting looking at what everyone chose to wear for that finale dance number. Because obviously all of the girls have prepared a look for it
right.
if they get there.
Right,
and that's what they've ended up wearing. And some of the looks, I'm like, do you know what? Even just looking at how they're dressed in that number, I'm like, this makes sense as a top three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like,
absolutely.
When you see
what they're giving and you see everyone, but again, this season was a shocking one for eliminations, I must say, where at least for me as a viewer, I was like, oh my God,
who was your shocking eliminations? I need to know.
I thought Banksy was shocking for me.
Same actually.
Caramel, I was a little shocked. I understood why, but I was still like, damn, she's gone. I'm blanking on her name. Michael's BFF. Why am I blanking on her name?
Vicky?
Vicky. I was Vicky too. I was like, damn, okay, shit, she's going. A lot of Rupiter badge winners were going home. It was shocking.
Yeah, but this is the thing. I think they were the first three badge winners. I think if you win, I think this is the curse. If you win a badge in the first two or three episodes,
it seems
you're not, you might go. you're not necessarily safe.
Isn't that wild?
I mean, I definitely thought Banksy would have gone further.
Yeah. I liked her story. I liked her drag. I liked the rats. I liked the rats. I'll say it.
I did too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought she was like quite funny as well. Like, she's quite dry.
Yes.
But, like, she gave really good confessionals.
And then she got some good drama too when she got mad and stomped off.
Oh, rightly so, though. Oh, absolutely rightly so. Getting thrown under the bus. And then Vicky comes back in the finale and calls Dee Dee sneaky. I think the pot calling the kettle fat there, I think.
I don't think. Let's chirp and burp these finale runways. If you like it, Pixie, you can chirp it. If you're not as intrigued, you can burp it.
Okay.
What do you think about Alexis St. Pete's finale, Luke? Is it a chirp or a burp?
I'm going to give like a half and half kind of answer here.
Okay, so like, tell me.
I love the cape with the ermine and the blue and gold.
Mm.
It's, I think, if I remember correctly from my history class, is a reference to her Polish heritage. I think it's gorgeous, but I don't really know how it, because she never actually wore it. She was just sort of carrying it. I don't know how it connects the rest of the outfit.
Mm.
And the rest of the outfit, again, I love. But as a whole, I'm like, I don't, this seems like two separate parts. So yeah. I think maybe it's a burp.
Okay, work. I'm going to give it a chirp.
She does look great, though, I have to say.
You give great points, though. I'm going to chirp it because I think something, just for me, it just like tickled me pink. Like, there's always something funny to me about wearing nothing and then wearing a huge fur on top. I just think that's hilarious.
Yeah, like, that's fair.
You know, it's do you want to be warm or not? I can't decide.
Yeah, I think if like maybe some of that blue color had been brought into the outfit, and like the fur was like through her arms, so it was like more of like a, if she stole or something, just to bring it all together. But she does look great,
and she did not stole your heart.
She did not stole my heart. No, but do you know what? She'll be warm this winter.
She will be, because her pussy's on fire. Miss Naomi Carter giving some gorgeous purple and coral moments. What do you think?
I do like this.
Yes,
she looks expensive. I think it's probably one of her, well, obviously, because it's her finale look, but it's one of her best looks that she showed.
Yes.
I don't know that it's like a finale gown necessarily, but it is gorgeous.
Yes, it is gorgeous.
I feel
gorgeous.
Bad burping it, but I did also just burp Alexis, so I think I'm going to have to stick to my extra harsh critiques and say it's a burp.
Okay.
But not for the outfit. Like, if it was any other week, I'd be like, it's lovely. But I think for finale, for me, it's a not quite there.
Okay. And I'm going to be the easy to please girl, because I liked it. I'm going to give it a chirp. I liked it.
Okay. Sorry. I'm being Simon Cowell today. I'm being extra harsh.
We need someone to be Simon. We need it. We need the energy.
Yeah. She does look gorgeous, though.
She looks gorgeous, and she has the jewel crusted hair. How, you know, that's fun. That's fucking fun.
That's fun.
Banksy coming out giving evil butterfly. What do you think?
I mean, I do love this. It's giving, for me, it's sort of homage almost. I don't know if this was intentional to Cheddar's promo look, like the bee inspired look.
It does.
It's very similar in that way.
Yeah.
And she is Cheddar's drag daughter. So that sort of makes sense. They're both from Manchester.
Yes.
I think she looks stunning. Again, for me, it's a slight miss because it's finale. If she wore this exact full ensemble, but like with a skirt part, like just off the back.
Yeah.
With like a train. Like,
yes.
Hands down, one of the best looks. But because it's just lingerie, I'm like, is this a crowning look? For me,
you're kind of right. You're pretty fucking right.
So again, based on me burping the others, I'm going to have to burp this too.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't be a hypocrite, but she does look absolutely gorgeous.
Oh God, I'm going to chirp it because I'm basic and easy to please. Vicky Vivacious. Okay, it's giving evening gown. She's giving fur boa, feathers.
It's giving like a pageant evening gown section. So I guess it fulfills the brief.
I'm with you. This was pretty expected, though, right? It's like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
It's a bit like overdone. Like, you know, maybe she's had this made, but it feels like, you know, I could go and order this from China, maybe.
Yeah.
And then she's got like some feathers to go with it.
Yes.
I don't know. It just feels a bit like lacking a point of view. But again, she looks stunning.
I know. I want to burp it for some reason.
Classic drag.
I want to burp it because I'm going to be bad. I don't know why.
Again, I think I'm going to have to burp it as well, just because, again, for any other runway, it would be lovely, but it's just like, this is the finale. I don't know, because for me, I mean, I don't know, I can't speak for any other Drag Race girl, but like, when I was thinking of finale, I was like, I want this to be like one of the best things I show. Because if I get there, I want to have an extra reason when they're literally looking me in the eye to go,
yes,
she looks like a winner.
Yes.
I don't know if I quite achieved that in the end with what I got, but that's not necessarily my fault. Unfortunately, the dolls are at the whim of designers sometimes.
I loved it. Didn't you wear like a green thing? Wasn't it like this green drapey thing?
Yeah, it was like draping green with like lots of gold and jewels and stuff. I do love it, but yeah, if I was to go now, it would not be, it would be
different. Of course. Okay, wait, we're going to chirp and burp the rest of these. But first, did you chirp? You burped this. First, I feel like taking a break, Pixie. So
okay, yeah.
Silence, Pixie. I feel like taking a break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back my break. We're back. We're chirping and burping these finale looks. We've got Kate Butch coming to the stage with a gold damn flower on her head. What do we think?
Do you know what?
I love it. I think I love it.
Yeah. I think she's got like the petal bits on the fishtail. It's stoned. Yes. It's so uniquely Kate. I mean, it's it should be ugly. The whole thing should be a bit ugly, but because it's on her, it's like her style. I'm like, I'm fully buying into it. I love the collar shapes. The sleeve shape is very interesting. The headpiece is spectacular.
Like, very cohesive. It's like, because like everything is giving me flower petal, the collar, as well as the bottom details. It's giving a whole flower story.
I mean, for me, it's what I've just described. It's, you want to come out at the finale in the best thing you've worn all season. And for me, this is that for Kate. Is it the most spectacular thing in the world? No. But when comparing it to everything else, like she's done, like it's giving finale for Kate. It's a Kate Butch finale. She looks great. Agree. It's her point of view. It's,
I'm going to chirp it.
Chirp.
She was also a robbery for me. I didn't want her to go home.
Yeah, I think that too. I think she's such a unique talent. She's classic British drag.
Yeah.
And do you know what? The thing I loved about that runway as well is she came around the corner. You got the gold, the giant gold thing, which was a wow moment. But you didn't know it was her until she turned her head.
Yeah.
Which I think was added to the, like, the joy of it. Because it's like, oh, it's Kate who looks this nice.
Right. That's why you always want to give them less. Because then when you give them more, they're really surprised. You can't. Yeah. You got to edge them. Edge the judges, folks.
Exactly.
They love it. Dee Delicious giving, diamonds and emeralds. I don't know if that's emeralds. It's something else. It's the other green gemstone. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous. Citron, I'm a bit confused by
citrine.
It,
yeah, talk to me.
I don't know. There's just something about like the chest cut out and the hip cut outs. It's giving me like insect.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, she has a thorax in this look.
I don't know. Again, she looks absolutely stunning. And I think it's definitely more like one of a kind couture than maybe a couple of the others that we've seen. I do like it, but I wouldn't look at that dress and go, that dress belongs to Dee Delicious. I don't know. For some reason, the color is just very unexpected.
I enjoyed the invent, even though I'm not sure about the boob nude cutouts. I'm like, what? I'm also like here for it because it kind of reinvents the wheel. So I kind of, for me, it was a net positive. I was just like, cool, we're trying weird new things out. Let's do it.
Do you know what? Maybe she should have just had her actual boobs out.
Honestly.
And just had like green little emerald pasties. Because that, honestly, for me, would have been very Dee Delicious.
Right.
Making the boobs front and center. She does look gorgeous though. I'm going to have to chirp it. I think it's one of the more slay looks we've seen.
The fur elbows. I do wish she had like little citrine or emerald nipples right where they should be on the nude. Yeah. Why the fuck not? Like, we're selling sex. Mm. Sell it. But it's a chirp. And the hair, my God.
Yeah, it is a chirp. Do you know what, actually? I think as well, the fur should be feathers. It should be ostrich feather.
Okay, good point.
Because I'm like, the fur's giving winter, the dress is giving spring, you know?
Bitch, and she's stuck then, because winter is coming. She's stuck in the middle.
Do you know what? I'm sat here critiquing these girls like I'm Alexander frickin' McQueen. But I think I'm right.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I'm with you. God. Now our final top three. You know, we got Ginger giving her bedazzled matador storyline, which has this intense and interesting connection to her own brutal journey with self-love. Yeah. I thought that was very interesting. What do we think?
I love it. I love the details. Like,
because
considering, you know, she said, I don't know if she said she'd made everything or like made most of her stuff, but if she's made this, she's obviously very talented because there's so many sort of different textures and fabrics and additions on it. It's very gorgeous to look at.
Stunning.
But again, I'm going to level the critique that I put at some of the others. I don't know that it gives me crowning.
It didn't give me crowning, if I'm being honest. And I'm very biased as a Ginger fan.
Yeah.
But it didn't give me crowning.
It's one of her best, absolutely. I don't know. Maybe it's just something as simple, again, as like adding a train to it. Like still having the trousers, but like having it, or like Do you know what I mean? Just something to make it a bit more grand, because it is very stunning.
Yes.
But it doesn't give I am the queen of all queens sort of thing, which is what you want to give at this point.
Dare I say, I wonder if she is, and I'm just, I don't, again, I'm not a data machine like some Drag Race fans, but is she the only queen to be crowned wearing pants? I wonder if she is. I don't know if that's true, but pants, crowned in pants. It's a gag.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's a gag. It's a light chirp for me. It's still a chirp.
Yeah.
Okay. But I might forget about it one day. I might not remember it forever.
No.
Michael Maruli, again, reinventing drag. She's giving something brand new. She's got this this Dr. Seuss fascinator on her head. She has these Jurassic Park dinosaur shoulder embellishments. And then she's got goddamn stalactites coming off of her body. What do you think?
Do you know what? It's completely Michael.
Yeah.
Down to like the massive jewelry and the thigh high boots. I'm like, this is Michael.
Yeah. Because it's more essentially, is more.
Yeah, it's more is more, but like done in a very studied way. I think there's nothing about it really that I would change for Michael anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just very interesting to look at. And you're right, it's very unique. She does have a unique perspective on her outfits, but I mean, I look at it and I think, okay, this is like classic sort of British Grand Canaria drag, but like pitched way up. Like I can see if I looked at her, I'd be like, okay, I can tell what sort of UK scene you're from, but like that's obviously a good thing because she stayed true to who she is, but she's elevated. And I think she came out and she looked like a winner. This was another reason why I was like, oh my God, maybe Michael's going to win. Because we had the tic-tac chat with Rue. Like she obviously did really, like she was so fierce in the music video. And then she came out in this and I thought, you might be getting a crown tonight. And if she do get a crown, then mama, you've picked a wrong wig for it because you won't fit it over those weird little horns.
Fully. I'm going to say the craziest thing and say, I don't know if this outfit needs the earrings. That is my crazy pitch because, again, there is a lot going on. There's a ton going on.
I think you either need to get rid of the two necklaces she's wearing or the earrings.
Yes, 100%.
Or maybe all of the jewelry. Maybe you don't need any. You just need a simple, like, stud, like, jewel.
Totally. Totally.
And let the outfit do the speaking.
Oh, fully. And then we have Tamara Thomas giving a really unique look for me, at least for Tamara. Well, her ass is covered, so that's unique. She's giving diamonds and this sort of crushed, this, I don't know what fabric that is. I love the look of that like crushed and twisted shoulder bolero piece. What do we think?
It's stunning. I mean, it's giving, it's a similar vibe to sort of Vicky's outfit, but you know what I mean? Done in a more unique, like sort of like interesting way.
Yeah.
She looks gorgeous. It does give finale.
I love it.
I mean, I'm not going to lie though. She walked out and I was like, oh my God, Jombas. Because obviously Jombas is obviously known for being blonde. And like, I have a very distinct memory from our finale not from the episode, but from the finale event last year of Jombas in that like short, very classic white blonde with like a nude bejeweled sort of Marilyn dress. So she walked out and I thought, oh my God,
yes,
like that is Jombas.
I can see it. The family resemblance challenge. You won the family resemblance challenge. I love it. It's such a chirp.
I love
the gloves with the heavy diamond, like not just diamonds everywhere, like the heavy diamond on like
the dangling diamonds. Yes. Off of it. Yeah. Ugh. It looks expensive. The glove bolero combination is just so unique. I don't think I've ever really seen anything like that before.
It's hot.
It's hot. Yeah. I'm going to give it a chirp. Yeah.
It's a big chirp. I chirped Michael as well, if I forgot to say it. Now, I have to know, I'm greedy. I want to know from you, because we didn't get this in your season, and it's gutting. And I always love when we talk to our former self. I love that moment. And again, I'm sorry, you don't have to give me the whole spiel, because when you return to Drag Race, you can still do this. You can still say a little bit of this. But what would you say to younger Pixie had you been given this opportunity to talk to a young Pixie?
Well, to be honest, it's hard to say off the top of your head. I know that most girls probably like pre-plan what they're going to say when they get to that point. Mm-hmm. I hadn't. By the time I went home, I hadn't. I was like, I don't want to, you know, jinx it. So I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. But I think I would just maybe tell myself to get out of my own way. Yes. You know, I've always, my whole life, second-guessed myself, sort of.
Yes.
And sort of hid my light under a bushel, and in that way sort of self-sabotage myself. And doing Drag Race, I realized I can't do that anymore, because I went into it and I was self-sabotaging. I was getting in my own head. I was allowing myself to play second fiddle to other people rather than just letting go and shining in the way that like I should have done. So I think that's the biggest thing I'd probably say, like, obviously, off the top of my head.
No, that's beautifully said. It's a really, I really relate to you in terms of that facet of like, it's like, you know, that thing when like when the people around you can see your sparkle, and sometimes your friends can believe in you more than yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's hard. That, you know, and obviously it hurts. You know, you're like, it hurts, because you're like, I want to love me as much as this motherfucker next to me does. And it can be hard.
Yeah. Because as well, I think Drag Race is such a strange experience, because you go into it feeling like maybe you're sort of mentally prepared for it. But I definitely found as our season went on, you know, that I wasn't maybe as at peace with those sort of like feelings or demons as I thought I was. But it's because it's such an intense experience and you go through so much, and there's only so many times I can be in the top and Danny wins a badge that I can deal with.
I mean, you're getting your nerves tested.
they wanted me to pop off, I think, but it's not in my nature.
Exactly. Well, that's every reality show. It's a psychological experiment designed to make you break, you know?
I think you mean psychological torture.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Did I
say experiment?
Yeah.
An experiment in the way that, you know, they test makeup on bunnies. That's what I mean.
Hoppity hop, I'm the bunny, I guess, this time around.
Yes, hoppity hop and
tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo, everybody. It's the last time we'll get to say it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I love this top three. I really wanted Tamar to lip sync. Let's talk about Danny Beard coming back out. I love that we got Danny's houndstooth crowning look. Very hot. Very, very chirpable. Yeah. Oh, wow. Here we go. I was like, oh, she's pausing.
Danny is my good sister, and I know what she's capable of. I thought this was, it's very Danny, don't get me wrong, like the head covering, like the full body with like something over it, like it's very, very Danny. Mm-hmm. But I mean, she can do better than that.
Ooh!
I say
you
in
heard
good
it
fun.
Here.
I mean, she does look regal and gorgeous.
She does.
The thing that made me think that was, is last year of her red carpet, she had the most stunning, interesting houndstooth and red carpet look that didn't get used. And she wore it to a few events, and it was like so unbelievably exquisite. So I think when she came out again in this houndstooth, I was like, oh, but it's not as nice as the other one.
Damn.
I think that's what it was. But she does look great.
I get that.
Yeah.
She looks great. She looks great. But I get it. And I like that they gave her a throne.
She deserves a throne.
She deserves a throne. I like that. Again, I was like, I like that she gets to watch the show on a fucking throne. I think, again, other seasons should copy this. And I love when they bring all the queens. I understand why you can't bring all of them. But I loved like last year in your finale where they brought all three of the the winners. I was like, that's so fun. I want to see them all.
Yeah, it was really nice actually to have them, because it really does show that you're like part of a sort of this sort of legacy.
Yeah.
And obviously last year was the first time with COVID and everything that we'd had a chance to bring back the Crown Queen. So it was lovely.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we're at the final moment and we're at this lip sync. Going in, let's say it. Watching this lip sync, who do you think won it?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like you're going to say that Michael won based on this leading question.
No, I'm sorry. I always lead, but I don't know where I'm going.
That's fair. Yeah.
No. Truly, I love to ask that in case, you know, I open the door if you're like, they called it right or they didn't call it right.
Well, I've got to be honest with you. By the time we got to this point in the show when I was watching it, because I was hosting a viewing party.
Yes.
I'd had a few beverages.
Oh, that's fair.
And, you know, at this point, everyone's cheering and screaming and shouting. And
yes,
I'm on the mic being like, who do we think it is? Like, I wasn't really paying attention, if I'm being honest.
Completely fair. That's completely fair. And I mean, I'll be a bitch, but sometimes the final lip sync doesn't matter that much. Yeah. And Rue has made her decision. I think they both did a lovely job. I did find myself enjoying Ginger's goofiness. But again, it was a challenging lip sync in terms of like, I don't know how much you can move during this lip sync. Maybe I wanted a little more movement from both of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were quite equally matched though. They're sort of very similar. Well, not similar, but they're like campy sort of queens who've been in the business a long time. Like, I think it's a fairly even fight. And I think Ginger probably had the edge because we hadn't seen her lip sync yet. So it was maybe it's just a little bit more like
surprising.
We were a bit more interested to watch what she was going to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like sometimes
cute.
You'll see, you know, people lip sync a few times and then even though they're great, you're like,
yes,
I'm bored. as horrible as that sounds.
It's unfortunately true. And I love that they came together in the final moments of the song, which kind of like mirrored the lyrics of the song. It was cute.
Yeah.
And we have a winner. Ginger Johnson is our new reigning queen of the UK.
Yes.
It's very deserved. It's very deserved.
I think so, yeah. She's been completely consistent and great in basically every single challenge. I don't think there's anything she's done where I've been like, oh no, she was shit.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, because this crowning in the room felt so real. Did they crown multiple queens for your finale, or was it just Danny? Okay, this one, I guess they're just great actors, because it felt so real when they crowned
But do you know what?
Ginger.
It does feel real in the moment.
Yeah, like, of course.
You can be like a bit cynical about it.
Yeah.
Like as a viewer, like, because even now, if I forget that I was there, I can watch it and be like, oh yeah, God, look at all the good, happy clapping and crying. But it was strange because like when we did our crowning, they crowned Cheddar and we were all like, woo. But then they crowned Danny. And I remember in the moment when they called Danny's name, I burst into actual tears. And even though
that's cute,
we had filmed both endings, we didn't know, but because it felt so real in the moment. Because
I get
it's that
it.
Regardless of who it is, it's that euphoric moment where we're like, yes, we've all succeeded. This is the end point. Like, it was all very exciting.
You felt all the real emotions of this psychological experiment. You know what I mean? And that's real. Just being like, oh my God, it's over. Oh my God, it's over. Like, and that's both amazing and sad and good and bad. So I get it. I get the being like, you've been in it and they have been working you, because we all know you don't sleep when you're doing Drag Race. You don't sleep. You work your ass off for how many weeks? Was it 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
We were gone for 5 weeks.
Okay. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
And obviously some seasons when it was sort of more COVID time, they would have had to like quarantine for 2 weeks before that as well. So
right.
It's like a long, long time for some people.
long, long time. I guess that's all she wrote. Another amazing season of UK ends. Pixie, you're fucking delightful. Remind us where we can come support you, throw you a tip, anything. Where can we come support you online?
Well, or in person. Or in person? Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Well, in person, you can find me on the corner in Soho, selling my body for sin.
Do no, what you want, what you want with my body.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. No, I'm just kidding. You can genuinely find me traveling up and around the UK, coming to a town near you if you live in the UK. I get everywhere. I'm like syphilis. You can't get rid of me. I'm in every corner. I am going to be traveling next year to some European destinations.
Fun.
And potentially, maybe as yet unconfirmed, potentially Australia, potentially America.
Okay. Come on over, honey. Come on over to the States.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I want to try and do LA Drag Con and then like see if I can sort something out. First, sort of
and
around
we'll see
that
you
same
at UK
time.
Drag Con too, right? UK Drag Con?
Absolutely. I'll be there on the 13th and 14th of January.
Amazing.
Selling my wares. And if you want to just support me online, I'm on all the usual places. I'm on X, at PolitePixie. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. All at Pixie Polite. You can get a cameo, you can do what you want.
Work. I love that. Fuck yeah, Pixie. I'm delighted to say you weren't polite today.
I was a bit mean. Yeah.
You were about the outfits. You were perfectly on the money. You're goddamn delightful. Thank you so much. Everyone who listened, thank you for supporting another season of Drag Race UK coverage. We fucking love the UK queens. So honored to have you here. If you like us, follow us at Drag Her Podcast. If you want more, give us an Apple Podcast review or Spotify review. Give us 5 stars. Write some stuff in the comments. We will read them on the podcast. You gotta go. Go.
Do it.
Do it. Like Pixie said. Till next time, my queens, let the music play.
Was a HeadGum original.